Go Live Sunday.
Today we're celebrating M-Fest Under the Sea and everything God has been doing this week.
Jenny Ring will be helping us thinking about hope, and she's joined by a special guest.
You'll get to join in the actions with some of the M-Fest songs, and we're looking forward to hearing Mike Howell share some of his story.
So get your jazz hands ready, and we hope you have a brilliant morning. Bye!
Good morning. If you've been joining in with M-Fest this week, we hope you've really enjoyed it, and it's great to have you with us today.
If you've missed M-Fest for any reason, it's not too late to go back and watch all of them on our YouTube channel.
As we can't all be together in Somerville School Hall, where we would usually meet on a Sunday morning and through M-Fest, we thought it'd be really good to see some hellos on screen instead.
See if you can spot yourself.
Hello, I'm Elsie, and I'm doing
M-Fest. Hello.
Hi, it's Bella.
Hello, I'm Honey.
Hello. Hi, I'm James McCarthy.
Hello, I'm Darcy.
Hi, I'm Darren.
Hello, I'm Jaden.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Ben.
Hi,
I'm
Elway.
Hello.
My name is Stacy, and I'm 9 years old. I'm from San Francisco, and I'll be joining you guys from Under the Sea.
Hi, everyone. We're Tabitha and Nathaniel.
Hi, my name is Keres.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm
Bess.
My name is Santiago.
Hello, I'm
Bess. My name is
Francisco.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
Hello, I'm Bess.
Hi, my name is Flo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, from me, Bess.
Hello, from Isla.
Hello, from Simon.
Hi, I'm Evie, and thanks for organising M-Fest. It was super fun. I've just finished my treasure hunt, and I'm really glad I did. Bye!
Hi! My name is Martha.
My name is Chuck.
Hello!
Hi, I'm Devon.
I'm Jude.
Tally, and we've been loving the M-Fest this week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure that everyone would like to say a huge thank you to all those who have been involved in putting M-Fest together.
A special thank you to Jenny Ring, who has planned, coordinated and worked so brilliantly on the M-Fest videos. If you've been watching M-Fest this week, you might remember our memory verse. See if you can say it with us now. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Hebrews 6, verse 19. We'd love to take just a few moments now to pray around this.
Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that this truth is true for us, Lord, that there is an anchor which is firm and secure, that you are the one person we can completely trust in. We thank you for all of M-Fest, for all the fun, all the people who've been involved. We thank you that you have this love for every single one of us, that you long to be our security in all kinds of situations. Amen. If you've enjoyed M-Fest, we'd love to keep in touch.
We have groups for children and young people right from 0 to 18, so please get in touch with Jenny by emailing energy@weltonchurch.org.uk.
We love singing to God, and this week we have three MFest songs to join in with.
Thanks to all of you who helped with the actions. Do join in.
God's love is bigger than a burger, bigger than a mouse, bigger than an elephant, bigger than a house, bigger than a bus, bigger than a tree, bigger than a mountain, bigger than a tree. What about a cloud?
Bigger.
What about the sky?
Bigger.
What about the earth?
Bigger.
What about the moon?
Bigger.
What about the sun?
Bigger.
What about the stars?
Bigger.
Bigger than this. Big love.
No.
It's big and wonderful, big and wonderful, big and wonderful, wonderful love. Big and wonderful, big and wonderful, big and wonderful, love, love, love. God's love is bigger than a burger, bigger than a mouse, bigger than an elephant, bigger than a house, bigger than a bus, bigger than a tree, bigger than a mountain, bigger than a tree. What about a cloud?
Bigger.
What about the sky?
Bigger.
What about the earth?
Bigger.
What about the moon?
Bigger.
What about the sun?
Bigger.
What about the stars?
Bigger.
Anything bigger than this big love. God's love is bigger than a burger, bigger than a mouse, bigger than an elephant, bigger than a house, bigger than a bus, and bigger than a tree, bigger than a mountain, bigger than a sea. What about a cloud?
Bigger.
What about the sky?
Bigger.
What about the earth?
Bigger.
What about the moon?
Bigger.
What about the sun?
Bigger.
What about the stars?
Bigger.
Is anything bigger than this big love?
No.
It's big and wonderful, big and wonderful, big and wonderful, wonderful love. Big and wonderful, big and wonderful, big and wonderful, love, love, love. God's love is bigger than a burger, bigger than a mouse, bigger than an elephant, bigger than a house, bigger than a bus, and bigger than a tree, bigger than a mountain, bigger than a tree. What about a cloud?
Bigger.
What about the sky?
Bigger.
What about the earth?
Bigger.
What about the moon?
Bigger.
What about the sun?
Bigger.
What about the stars?
Bigger.
Is anything bigger than this big love?
No.
It's big and wonderful, big and wonderful, big and wonderful, wonderful love. Big and wonderful, big and wonderful, big and wonderful love, love, love.
In my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your free love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse,
oh,
shining in the darkness, I will follow you all. My lighthouse,
oh,
I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore. You will lead us through the storm. Fire. that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing. I'm a friend of God. Oh, oh. I'm a friend of God. Oh, oh. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. I'm a friend of God. Oh, oh. I'm a friend of God. Oh, oh. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing. I'm a friend of God. Whoa, oh, I'm a friend of God. Whoa, oh, I'm a friend of God. He calls me. I'm a friend of God. Whoa, oh, I'm a friend of God. Whoa, oh, I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
This hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure, Hebrews 6 verse 19.
Hebrews 6 verse 19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
We have this hope
as an anchor.
It's an anchor.
For the soul.
For the soul.
Firm.
Firm.
And secure.
Secure.
Hebrews 6.
Hebrews 6.
Verse
19.
That was our verse that we've learned this week. Our word was from Enfest, Under the Sea, where we've taken a portion of scripture and taught it to the children to hold in their hearts. But this morning we're going to be looking at our anchor. From that scripture, Hebrews 6, 19. What is an anchor? An anchor is something that's heavy, something that's solid, that secures another object in place. Ever heard of the term anchor man? Well, we have our very own anchor man here today on Sunday Go Live. Matt C is holding all the bits of this program together for the hour that we're spending here. And anchors are used as symbols. Take out your mobile phone. I'm pretty sure you'll find an anchor in the emojis. Anchors can be found everywhere. People even put them on their bodies as tattoos. Just look at Popeye the Sailor Man. Today, we're just going to pop across to Professor Kev's lab and have a look and see what he's doing with anchors.
Hiya, kids and grown-ups. Will your anchor hold? Well, that's the question we're going to ask of our two participants today. We're at the lab's water research board. We have two boats, the Coast Guard boat and the police boat. Both boats are identical. However, the police boat has an anchor that only weighs 40 grams, while the Coast Guard boat has an anchor that weighs 100 grams. We're going to put them in, initiate storm conditions, and we'll see which anchor holds in the storm. Okay, let's do it.
Ah!
Champion, the anchor, and Millistor holds firm. So it turns out that the weight of an anchor is very important. In fact, not only the weight, but the shape of an anchor is important. You know, we can ask Jesus to be our anchor, and amidst any storm, he'll hold us. His promises are sure and unmovable. And just as each boat has an anchor that's the right shape and weight, Jesus knows us exactly and wants to meet our individual needs. Do you know, in the old days, anchors used to be just heavy rocks thrown in. You can ask Jesus to be your rock, your saviour, on your land. You can trust Jesus. See you!
Thanks, Professor Kev. That was great. Wasn't it awesome to see those boats floating around in that turbulent water? His experiment really was telling us that the heaviest anchor is the best anchor to be, as long as we securely tie to it. If we go back to our verse, I want us to read it now from the Message Bible. And we're going to read the verse before and the verse afterwards. So let's look at Hebrews 6, 18 to 20. And it says, "We who have run our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. It's an unbreakable spiritual lifeline, reaching past all appearances right to the very presence of God, where Jesus, running on ahead of us, has taken up his permanent post as high priest for us." There's a word in there that I want us to have a look at now. The Message translation says lifeline. None of the others did, but I want us to have a look at it. Because what is that lifeline? For me, that lifeline of staying connected to Jesus as my anchor is to spend time with God, to listen to what he's saying to me, to worship him with words, with music, through art. There's different ways of connecting to God. It's learning more each and every single day. That comes through studying God's word, which is the Bible. It's chatting to people, asking them about their journey, what's happening in their lives. It's reading a devotional. It's having a look at different ways that we can grow spiritually in ourselves. That's what becomes our lifeline and connects us to our anchor. One of the other ways is maybe through the Wealth and Runners group. Informal groups that we can belong to, where we mix with other Christian people and learn about God, those all strengthen our lifeline. Why do we even need a lifeline? Well, we all know life's not perfect. We all know things come along that rock our world a little bit, just like we saw in the lab. Things come along that cause us to be turbulent. Which boat do you want to be connected to? Do you want to be connected to the boat that's secure with the heavy weight and the heavy anchor? You know, things come into our lives and they cloud over. Have you ever been outside on a sunny day and the sun is so warm and a cloud comes in front of the sun and that warmth is gone? That sunshine is gone. The day becomes a little darker and we can't feel the warmth on our skin anymore. But you know, if you look up at that cloud and at a certain angle, you can often see a silver lining. Now, did the sun move on that cloudy day? No, the cloud moved and came in. And that's sometimes what happens into our lives. Clouds come in, things happen that move around, and doesn't mean God's moved, doesn't mean God's changed. It means things in our world have changed, but he's still the same, and we need to be connected to him. We might need to realign ourselves to be able to see that silver lining. Sometimes we feel like God isn't there when a cloud comes into our lives. Sometimes we think that when we're facing difficult times, God's disappeared. But he hasn't. Just like the sun never disappeared, God is still there. And you know what the good news is? His grace and his mercy are there in abundance for us. So they're not there based on what we do or how we feel. God's love for us never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are the ones that change. We're the ones that need to realign ourselves to him. And we need to understand that his love for us is given to us freely. We've just got to embrace it. We have to make sure that we do something and connect through our lifeline to Jesus, who is our anchor. How does a ship attach to its anchor? It has the rope. In the same way as how do we connect to God? Just like I said, spending time with Him, growing in our relationship with Him. We will see Him as our anchor. We have choices in life. Choices as to which anchor we're going to connect to. The world offers loads of anchors as replacements for God, but none of them are the same as His. Just as we saw in Professor Kev's lab, there were two ships, two boats in turbulent water, both of them in the same turbulent water, one with a firmer weight and one with a lighter weight. The one with a firmer weight stayed where its anchor had been put down. The other one didn't drown, didn't get washed over by everything, but was dragged around by the currents. And that's kind of what happens in our lives. It depends what we attach ourselves to. We can choose to attach ourselves to God, who's firm and secure, and trust that Jesus, His Son, came to die on the cross for us, to give us eternal life, and to give us a hope, to make us firm and secure in our relationship and knowledge of who He is. So when bad things happen and storms come along, we can cling on to God. Our lifeline can keep us connected to Jesus as our anchor. Mike's coming to share with us now, and he's going to share with us how he's had a lifeline to Jesus as his anchor through his life. Even when clouds have come along and covered the sun and maybe made him feel a little distant, it happens to all of us. So thanks, Mike, for sharing with us this morning.
They say you never forget your first love. Well, I remember when I was around 10 years of age at primary school having a real big crush on a young lady called Sandra Yates. Now, that relationship with Sandra sadly didn't last very long, simply because every day I inundated her with messages and notes, wanting to know if she really loved me. In the end, she got so fed up with it all, she dumped me, and I don't blame her at all. When I was 8 years of age, my mum left the family home, and that left such a large, gaping hole in my life that no one could really fill. Because of this, I grew up needing constant reassurance that those who said they loved me, including Sandra Yates, really loved me. During the current COVID-19 lockdown, I decided to study and revisit the subject of God's amazing grace. And as I meditated on various Bible passages and read numerous books, I realized afresh that I never need to doubt God's love for me. One Bible verse I read said this: "Even if we are faithless, God is faithful, for He cannot deny Himself." With God, I don't need constant reassurance, because I know that no matter how many times I break His trust, get it wrong, and let Him down, He loves me. His love for me is a given. It's a constant, because loving the unlovable is who God is. And even when He disciplines me, He does it in love, seeking the greatest good for my life. That's the wonder of God's amazing grace. You see, early on in my childhood, a lie was planted deep down in my soul that no one could really love me and keep loving me. And for many years, that lie flashed in my heart like a red warning light, damaging my emotional well-being. For someone listening to this, you may believe that God's love comes and goes, or that it can be lost, or that it leaks away, and therefore you need constant reassurance or topping up. That is a lie. Don't believe it. When I first met Jesus as a screwed-up teenager, I distinctly heard Him say this to me: "Mike, I love you, I'll always love you, and I'll never stop loving you." For nearly 50 years, that promise now has never been broken. And during the past couple of months, God has reminded me that His grace is not only there for me when I'm good and when things are going well. His grace is always there for me, for when I struggle, for when life gets messy, and for when I'm uncertain or insecure. And despite the challenges of the current COVID-19 lockdown, I've been reminded that God's grace relentlessly seeks me out every day, especially when I have little or nothing to give back to Him in return. And I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God loves me as much as an infinite God can possibly love someone. And getting back to my love life, 43 years ago, God also gave me my wonderful wife, Rachel, whose love for me has also never ever been in doubt. And so, I am doubly blessed.
Thanks, Mike. It's always good to hear the difference God's love has made in someone's life. If you're new to Welton and would like to say hello, click on the link in the chat and join us in the Zoom room, where we'd love to say hi. We're looking forward to seeing those that can make it to the chapel on Wednesday at 1:30 and 7:30. Spaces are limited for that one, so please book in. If you can't make it, then we'd love to see you again this time next week. God bless.